For my old Kentucky home. For my old Kentucky home.
At this Democratic fundraiser and rally in Warren County for State Senate candidate Jeannie Smith, several incumbents and candidates, as well as a few dozen other supporters, join in singing the state song. Smith is a 7th grade social studies teacher at Drakes Creek Middle School and says she sees families struggling.
Right here in Warren County, we have increasing poverty. My school, which was just ranked 20th across the state for middle school, we have a population of about 48% that are on free and reduced lunch, and that's common across the county.
Smith says after months of thinking about running for state senate, she reached a tipping point.
What we saw was that our governor and the legislators were not standing up for the people that they were supposed to be representing. They've taken away health care. They're reducing wages. We've seen cuts to public education funding, and now we're seeing attacks on teachers and state employees.
She says her goal is to attract broad support.
I see a movement of people who are working really hard, who are tired of being walked on. And I think that that is teachers. I think it is women. I think it is working families. I've talked to so many people. I know too many people who are working multiple jobs and still can't get ahead.
Smith is challenging Republican incumbent Mike Wilson, who began serving in the state Senate in 2011 and is a member of the Senate Education Committee. Wilson says he understands that the pension reform bill is a big issue for teachers.
Well, you know, I don't blame them for being angry. I would be angry, too, if somebody had promised me something that they couldn't deliver on, and we get down the road and there's a $60 billion hole that eventually runs out of benefits. And my goal was to try to save the pensions. And so those of us that are, you know, really focused on trying to save them and fix them, we turn out to be the bad guys, you know. But it is the right thing to do to make sure that their benefits are there.
Wilson is the former general manager of Christian Family Radio in Bowling Green and is currently vice president of business development for Southern Kentucky Jobs, a workforce communication and marketing firm. He was the sponsor of education reform legislation connecting schools more directly to another of his key issues, workforce development.
And it actually brought control from the federal government back to the local and district level, and also incentivized our schools to begin doing the technical education. They were already doing some of it, but this really incentivizes it for them, for all students.
Wilson says as majority whip, he's fought for Western Kentucky University. One thing he says he's proud of is getting equalization funding, an adjustment for previously unfunded growth at the university.
And I was able to secure that for Western, plus get all of the capital projects back in for Western. Those are things that I've been able to advocate for in the position I'm in. And if you have a freshman senator, they're not going to be a chairman, they're not going to be in leadership, and they're not going to be in that position to advocate for Western or education.
The economy, workforce development, and education are topics that are shaping political campaigns across the nation. And Kentucky's 32nd District Senate race is giving voters in the Bluegrass State an important voice on those issues. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.